This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg. A proposed new state agency wants to make it easier for parents to find and afford care and education for their children under age 5. Parents like George Davis of Fifth says the current system of early childhood education is complicated to navigate and costly.
Your actions with this plan tells parents like me that you understand how challenging it is to raise a child now more than ever.
Legislation to create the cabinet-level state agency says it would report directly to the governor. The agency would also run the state's new universal preschool program for four-year-olds. It's set to launch in 2023. Mitchell High School in Colorado Springs is getting a mobile coronavirus vaccine clinic today. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
People coming to the United Way site for food distribution can now also receive a coronavirus vaccine. The mobile site will have up to 200 doses. El Paso County Public Health says this will help towards the state's goal of vaccinating 75% of the population by early July. The mobile clinic will be at Mitchell High School the first Thursday of every month. Pre-registration is preferred, and anyone 16 and 17 will need parental consent. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
And the creek that runs through Great Sand Dunes National Park has started flowing for the season. The National Park Service says Medano Creek is not likely to reach typical peak levels this season, but will continue growing through the end of May. The beginning of the water flow is also the start of the busiest time of year for visitors to the Southern Colorado attraction. Sunny skies for Colorado today and some pretty pleasant temperatures. Around Denver, highs in the mid-70s. For Craig, the upper 70s. For Vail, the upper 60s. A touch warmer tomorrow and then cooler this weekend. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 49 degrees. In Aurora, 39. You're listening to CPR News.